Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey guys, good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
That was flawless.
Yes, absolutely. It was. Girl, you came in with energy. Just woo. I was killing like, it. Yes, I ain't gotta say nothing.
I love it. I'm so happy, you guys. We've had beautiful weather again this last week. We even had a day or two of rain, and honestly, that was refreshing. Much needed.
We're all thirsty.
Yeah, we've been thirsty out here, but the heat is welcome, and it can stay.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a really nice day, too. I saw, like, a beautiful sunrise this morning as I was coming out of the shower, and I was like, oh, just look at that.
The birds were singing.
That was very Hallmark-ish of you, too, to start that one.
They should probably hire us. I'm just saying.
Shantae is a really big Hallmark movie fan, by the way.
Hallmark and Lifetime and Christmas.
Oh, no. Baked cookies, peppermint.
She's seen like all of them, I swear to you.
I literally watched them. I think at this point, it's kind of like my thing. I'm like, I have to make sure I've seen all of them because, and they're all the exact same, just in different settings.
Right, different names.
And different people. Let's get into our agenda. So today you guys can expect, as always, our weekly recaps, an icebreaker. We're going to answer some questions for you guys. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. I tried to find some funky ones.
A review of the week. We're going to review some new music by Juicy J and Wiz Khalifa and a female rapper named Mulatto, as well as we're going to do a just touch on WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, because we have a few things to say.
Yes, more than a few, but we're going to keep it brief.
But for our hot topic and for the main event, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris for VP, y'all.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go. And also followed up by Carmen Best departing Seattle Police Department.
And this is where we bring it down.
Yes. So we're going to level you guys out today.
We're going to have a lot of highs. We're going to have some lows.
It's a roller coaster right there.
It's a well-balanced show today.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into our weekly recaps. What have we been up to this week?
Honestly, it was kind of like slow for me. I had to really think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, what the heck did I do this past week? But I'm super lame, and literally a week ago today was both my niece and my aunt's birthday. So their birthdays were on August 6th. My niece Ayla turned 10, and my auntie Van actually celebrated her 60th birthday.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, so for her 50th birthday, she got Ayla. But yeah, so I was super lame, and I did not shout them out, so I'm shouting them out now. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, y'all.
We had a small gathering at my mom's house on Sunday to celebrate little Miss Ayla Jean. And then my mom actually spent the last pretty much week, I would say, in Mississippi with her sister. So that was enjoyable. And then on Saturday night, I got to see my really good friend Emily and her husband, True. I haven't seen them in quite a while. It's been months. And we had a really good time. We had a lot of alcohol. We had like a lot of puppies.
Oh my gosh, there were puppies everywhere.
There was
puppies and booze.
Yes.
Best day ever.
All you can ask for. And we followed it up with Thai food.
Oh, so there you go.
Thai food was amazing.
It was slapping.
Yes. So all in all, that was my weekend, honestly. That was probably the highlight of my week, and it was a good time. Great time. Fantastic.
You bringing up the dogs. I had a dog in my lap and a dog by my feet, and I was just the happiest I've been in a while.
Yeah, those dogs really like you. They have three dogs. The oldest one is Tyson. And then they have Ziva. And Ziva is really cute. She's one of those really little, like, bully type of pit bulls. And then they have Dozier. And he's huge, but he's barely over a year old. And he's just so handsome.
He's just a little chunk monster.
He's chunky and handsome and so stinking cute. And I just want to eat them all up. I joke about stealing Ziva all the time. And I just tell them, I'm like, you know, hey, guys, if she shows up missing one day, call me first. Check with me before you guys freak out.
Go on a search.
Yeah, I guarantee you, I probably have her.
I am weak. So for me, I would say the same. My week has been pretty slow. I've been trying to chill out because I know the next few, this weekend is going to be packed with things. So yeah, I was like, I wanted to chill out this week. I have been working on my video editing skills. So we've been wanting to put out some new and fresh content. And I decided, hey, let's try reaction videos first. They're actually really easy to make. I learned how to do it on YouTube in like a few minutes.
Yes.
However, if you want to add effects, it is not an easy process. It is like a full day. A 4-minute video can take 8 hours and then like another day. And I was just like, whoa, I think I've bitten off more than I can chew at this point. Mm. But either way, this week I've actually created and edited 3 reaction vids. So there's one that we're still working on to push out to our listeners. But there's actually one out already if you guys want to check that out.
But where can they check that out at, Shantae?
Our Patreon channel.
What? So yes. Yeah, it's not going to be available on our regular YouTube or anything like that. You guys will have to check out our Patreon if you want to see that content.
Mm.
Shameless plug.
I mean, is it? This is our show. So without further ado, let's get into our icebreaker.
Yes. Okay, so this week we are switching it up and we are bringing it back to answering a few questions, which, you know, we're no strangers to. We've done this before, but I did try to spice it up, maybe find a few that could be more relevant to us, you know, something that we could answer and actually give great answers to. Mm-hmm. We're going to kick it off. The first one right off the bat, I'm going to ask you first, Shantae, because I know that we've both had this conversation before, but yeah. What was the worst haircut that you've ever had?
Was it recent?
No. So my worst haircut that I ever had probably was in the 8th grade. It wasn't a bad haircut per se. It was done well. It was done in salon. It was done by the lady that did my hair for pretty much all of middle school. But I hated it. So basically, I have always worn my hair in ponytails and buns. And like, I played basketball growing up. So it was always slapped up in some kind of bun. And I just
We be bunning. Isn't that from
Yes. We be bunning. Hey, love. Love that. So I would just be bunning it. And it was breaking off and my mom was like, it's time for a chop. And I was like, oh, grand. Ooh. So she took me to get a haircut. Mind you, I'm in the 8th grade and she took me to get a bob. Now, when I say a bob, you know, most people are thinking chin length cut. No, my haircut was to my ears and I had like a buzz undercut under my bob. Now, for you guys that don't know, what that means is a lot of upkeep, okay?
Yes, it really
because
is.
The hair, my kitchen was growing back faster than we could like keep up with it. And I had to do my hair every day. Plus, I still played basketball. Okay.
So you probably sweated it out
every
day.
I sweated it out every day. I had to straighten it every day.
That's right.
I had like the little back piece. It was just a hot mess. And I was just like, why did we cut my hair this short? And like, I just remember when I came home, like I was crying the whole way back. And I was like, I look like Violet from Willy Wonka. Do you guys remember Violet's haircut? That's what I looked like.
Okay. Nice.
But maybe
the newer
even shorter
one, right?
Than that.
The newer one.
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Got it.
Yes, I hated it. So that would be my worst haircut.
Oh, Shantae, I knew that's where you were going to go.
That's just like the only haircut I never liked.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. Mine, you know, it's crazy. So up until this incident happened, every bad haircut that I've had been completely my fault. Like me trying to experiment doing some kind of cut that I had no business doing at home. Or like as a child, I literally would just cut off my ponytails. Like, there was a few times when I had this really cute hairstyle and there would be like a ponytail that just kept kind of like falling in my face, like a braid. And so I just like,
oh my god,
so that it wasn't in my face anymore.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I did that one actually at a family event, and it was like a huge thing because everyone was like, Jasmine.
Jasmine just cut her hair off. What did you just do?
Is there a counselor here we can like talk to her about? Like, something going on.
Yeah, so mine actually happened back in February of this year, and I briefly talked about it right when it happened, but I had this beautiful head full of hair. It was long and luscious and curly and just beautiful. Everything great about hair. That's how I feel about it. And I really wanted to do the style that gave myself like a curly bangs. Okay, so for you guys that don't know, it's kind of like a round curly cut, and I have some bangs sprinkled in the front of my hair, face, whatever. The hairdresser that I went to said that they could do it, and I trusted them because they did cut and style black hair. They themselves were a black person. I thought they knew what they were doing. And as the cutting started, oh gosh, I'm like reliving
it's
the
like
moment.
PTSD, right? Anxiety setting in. Sweat.
Shantae was there watching this unfold, okay? And like at first I was okay, you know, I was like, okay, I see what's going on. And then probably after a while, it started looking like a curly mullet. I'm not even gonna lie.
She started to look like a poodle a little bit.
Yes.
You know, the like purebreds that have like the bangs, yes, and the little bob look. Yes. That's what it started
and
to
I,
look.
I think he could see it in my face. I think he could see it because he was like, are you okay? And I was like, no.
No, no, not at all. No,
I was nope. Like, I'm not, no.
I felt so bad because I was like, do I tell him that it's getting a little short? Like, I don't want to tell him his job, but it's getting, yeah, a little short.
He was getting...
Shantae's like, I got to leave. I got to get right back.
I literally was like,
I need some air. I need some air for her.
Somewhere, anywhere else.
Yeah. So no, really, it was. It was getting way too short on top. I didn't even let him finish what he was doing. Ugh. I decided, yeah. I was like, you know what? Just stop because I don't see it getting.
Because he just continued to cut your hair.
Yeah. And it wasn't. Yeah. Oh, Lord. So, but somehow, I don't remember when I started doing this, but I was like texting my hair people like, yo, mayday, mayday, hair emergency. Like, seriously. And my girl, and oddly enough, her name is Jasmine. And she came through for me. She's been doing my hair for years. I don't know why I strayed. I'm just.
You just wanted to be nice, give somebody else a chance to shine.
It's not even just that. Honestly, with her, like, I didn't think that she normally did curly cuts. She normally does like straightening, like weaves and braids and stuff like that. So that was mainly it. You know, I was like, you know, let me just go to somebody who that might be their specialty. Anyway, she ended up saving the day. Like, literally, I texted her. She was like, well, how soon can you get here? I was like, I can leave my house now, like right now. I left the house with my hair wrapped up in the towel and everything. And she did. She saved my life. I have this really cute bob that.
It's more of a lob.
You know, it was, yeah. I had this really cute, like,
nice.
It was still long in the front-ish. It was barely touching my, you know, my like little shoulders here. And it was still very cute, you know, and I had the color. My hair did get colored. So it was a whole new thing. It was just not what I was
hoping for,
ready for, or prepared for. Like, I literally cut off over a foot of my hair that day.
You learned the hard way.
I did. Yes.
You don't switch up hairstylists.
No, I am not playing that game anymore.
Well, I guess you could, but not on that extreme level of change of hairstyling.
Yeah.
If like, they're gonna braid my hair, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'll
something. Start with something
else.
Easier. Yeah.
Cutting.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Yeah. So, but here we are, my hair is actually, you can't see it now, you can't tell, but it's grown a lot. I've got about 4 or 5 inches back, and
the
I'm
healing
like,
continues.
Yeah, I'm feeling like myself again.
By the end of the year, it'll be the same length again.
You did say that. She said that she thinks that by the end of the year, my hair will be what it was before. I don't think it'll be quite there, but I do think it'll be really long.
Yeah.
Her hair grows.
You'll all be back mentally and physically.
You should take some biotin. Take biotin every day.
Yeah.
Hair and nails.
I'll start doing that. I'll start doing that.
Good call.
All right, Shantae, you want to pick the next question?
Mm.
Were you ready for that?
I was trying to look at them ahead of time.
Let's do the what's the most embarrassing thing you've done on a date.
Okay, dude.
That's
okay,
a good one.
I'm glad that you said that because The only reason why I really put that on there is because we've been watching Love on the Spectrum. And one of the girls, she keeps on like burping and like farting.
She farted in the middle what? Of one of her first dates.
Yeah, she was like on a date and
I thought girls didn't do that.
Well, no, she's on the spectrum.
So like, she doesn't right, understand know, social cues. I know. But like, and yeah, Vinny, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Right. But like, it was just so funny because we noticed that it was a habit of hers. It was, she kept burping and yeah. like, you know, talking while she was eating, like kind of funny stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was kind of relevant because we've, you know, talked about it. But one thing that I know that I've done that's really embarrassing is I've knocked over drinks on the table, like, and not even just on the table, but like on our food.
You're a big flailer.
I'm clumsy, and I mean, look at me right now.
Probably because you're just nervous.
Like, I talk a lot with my hands. Mm-hmm. I'm energetic and out there. So yeah, I've spilt drinks on my partners and on the food, and just it's so embarrassing because then it's like, you know, you have to reorder everything.
Yeah.
And then you're wet, and hopefully it wasn't like wine or something. I'm getting like embarrassed thinking about it. Believe it or not, this has happened more than once.
Well, if it came from a box, box wine is cheap, so you could have another glass. That's how the date went. But I'm just
you know what, though? I'm not going to drink box wine on a date.
I'm kidding.
However,
you probably go to the nice places.
You know, we are not, we're not afraid to drink box wine.
Oh, no, I know.
We've had some, what was that, Chardonnay? Franzia Chardonnay?
France.
It was Chablis.
Oh, yeah.
It was Chablis. Yeah, we had some Chablis at the house for quite a while.
Yeah, I was like, I'm stocking up. I don't think this is a good question for me.
Yeah?
You were thinking hard while.
Yeah, and I got nothing. I don't think I've been on it.
Maybe not embarrassing moment. Yeah, but how about not embarrassing moment? How about just like a moment?
Uncomfortable?
Kind of one. Yeah, one that comes to mind.
Okay, so. This isn't anything embarrassing that I did, but I was embarrassed. So last, like,
because you're perfect, that's why. Right, yeah. All your dates
no,
are not.
It wasn't, so. It wasn't
no, here's what it is, Benny. I've not been on enough dates. I'm like, I don't date, so this
that's
is a good. Terrible question for me.
Yeah, that's good.
So I went on a date with this guy that I met a few years back in Cabo. I call him Cabo Bay, but we went out to eat at Island Soul.
Yes.
In Columbia City.
Mm-hmm. Good place.
And
place.
He has a personality that is very, I want to say controlling, but like also a little bit like
condescending.
Condescending is the one. And he did this actually multiple times when we went out, but I just remember it at Island Soul because he like asked her about these dishes and then he ordered. And then like she came back and he's like, actually, I changed my mind. I want this instead. And what's the mac and cheese like? And like was just kind of like demanding things and not using manners, like not saying any pleases or thank yous. And I was like so uncomfortable sitting there because I was like, I hope that they don't think I'm crazy too.
Yeah. Right.
Because I'm saying my please and thank yous. And I was like, sure. I feel uncomfortable for her.
Yeah.
And then like when his food came out, they brought all my food out. And then I think they brought like only one of his things out because he ordered at two separate times.
Right.
Right. So like one was already in and then he'd order a second thing. And so it didn't come out. And he was like, well, I don't want it anymore if it's not going to come out with the rest of my food. And I was like, oh, my
God.
But
then that makes yours cold because yours was in the first order. Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah. He needs to have several seats.
So that's probably
the world does not revolve around him. Well,
and that's exactly how we felt.
Yeah.
I can't stand people who treat like servers and stuff like that. I absolutely hate that.
Oh, they go through so much.
They really do.
Right. And why add to that?
We were just like at out here in Washington, we're in like what phase 0.75 again, whatever.
Whatever we're at. Exactly.
So at the restaurants that like I've been working at, they've got outdoor seating. That's like the new thing is eating outside. And in the area that a couple of their businesses are in Cap Hill. And there are a bunch of like homeless people who will just like walk through these eating areas and have like grabbed food off of people's plates and stuff like that. Just as people
it's going to be a no for me.
Yeah. I'm like, and this is like during freaking coronavirus and you're really just out here snatching biscuits off of plates.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't imagine. I would be so shook.
It was, no, really. And like, you know,
hey, give me back my biscuit.
I would literally just leave after it. I'd be like, nope, you can have it.
Biscuit,
take the whole plate.
Him.
Yes.
Social distancing.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
You got one?
You want to choose?
Okay, I got you. This last one I like. You're independent and wealthy. Independently wealthy and don't need to work. How are you spending all of your time?
Any way I please. I'm shopping. I'm in different countries. I'm in LA. Did I say shopping already?
You did. That was the first
shopping. I'm buying new cars. I'm lounging.
Oh my God.
I'm editing video. I'm seeing friends.
Okay, there we
go. Taking road trips.
I like the road
trips. I'm napping.
I'm napping.
Editing more videos.
I'm writing my book.
No, actually, at this point, you probably have somebody to edit your videos for you.
Facts.
I don't know. I keep the mind right that way. Seriously.
That's what I'm doing.
I would have a like full-on dance studio in my house, and I would like dance and pole fitness in all my free time. I would also probably have a recording studio and act like I could sing. And it would double as like, you know, podcasting room or whatever. So I would spend all my time there being creative, doing my makeup, friends, family, probably actually spending more time cooking, like
traveling. No, I wouldn't cook. I'd have a chef. Well, if I'm independently wealthy.
Well, but here's the thing. So like, yes and no, but like, you know, what we were talking about the other day about how like cooking can sometimes be therapeutic if you just have like the time to take to do it all. Like, since I am independently wealthy, I would love to be able to have some free time to like take my time and cook something new and fun. And like, that's kind of like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I agree. I would not.
I was like, I want to come back to that. Actually, my answer, I'm going to have a personal chef if I'm independently wealthy and they're going to just keep my food. Like, I'm going to have food all day. Like, there's not going to. There will never be a point where there is no food at my house.
Right.
I'm also going to have a pool, and I'm going to lounge by the pool when I'm editing videos. Like,
I also want to say that.
Are you going to be like Cabo Bobby and ordering all the food and take it back? No, take it back.
This is how I want it. Bring it. Bring it. Somebody will eat it.
I think that was you really sitting at the table. It wasn't him.
Like, literally, I was like, you can just leave it and bring him a new plate. Like, this is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. I've eaten with people like that before, too, and it's so...
Like, I feel like
it's
he
annoying.
Even tried to make a deal about the bill at the end of it. Like, oh, you should take this off.
I'd have left. Like, is this guy? I'd have like, this isn't cool.
You know what, sir?
And he
kind of take
money.
An Uber.
Yeah, right. I was like, he had money, so I don't know why he was tripping.
Acting like that.
Yeah.
I'd have just gotten up and left.
That was one thing my mom always told me about dates, was like, make sure that you have like enough money to like feed for yourself or whatever, and then enough to like get home if you need to take a cab or
have a backup
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
In case you need to run and share that location.
Always.
Always.
Every Bumble or Tinder date.
Lastly, I wanted to round out that independently wealthy thing by saying that like, I would love to be able to try to like give back somehow too. You know, I definitely would. Like, if I had more free time to do volunteer services, I would. I'm just in no place right now really to be volunteering all of my services.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? I could do more, absolutely. But I mean, I would have all the time in the world and probably endless resources too. So why not?
I like it.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. but I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did our weekly recaps. I was going to say we weekly recap. Like, that's
a thing.
Right. we did our weekly recaps and we did questions as our icebreaker. That was a lot of fun. It was great to try and rack our brains for memories and things that have happened to us. I will forever remember that haircut.
Oh, girl, same.
But now let's go ahead and get into our review of the week. So we're going to review some new music.
Like, it's my turn.
Kick it off, Jazz?
Yeah, let me go ahead and jump in here. Now, I threw in Victoria Monet, Jaguar. She dropped a new album. For those of you guys that don't know Victoria Monet, she is one of Ariana Grande's seven rings. She's also written a whole bunch of songs for Miss Ariana. Thank You Next being one of them. Thank You Next. Yeah.
Wow. So,
yeah, right? Fun fact there. I didn't know that until I heard about that on The Read. Yeah.
Shout out to The Read
because... the whole reason why I remember to put her on here was because of The Read. They shouted her out yesterday and I was like, oh my God, that's right. She did just drop a new album and it's fire. I really enjoy it. I'm a big R&B soul girl. You guys know this. I talk about that all the time. And this whole entire, I'm going to call it an EP that she put out because it's short. There's 9 tracks on it.
I thought an album was like 8 songs or more.
Oh, shoot.
It's getting shorter and shorter, it seems like.
Honestly, I don't know.
It's true, it's though.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, there used to be like 15, 18 songs with a couple like interlude type moments. Yeah. And then it went to 15 and 13, and there was less of those. And then it went down even to like 10, and then everything started going online. And it's like,
right.
Okay, so it's funny that you say that, because the interlude part, because like it's only got 9 songs, but at least 2 or 3 of them are brief, like interlude.
So we're really down to like 7 and 6.
Yes. So now right. It is but that's why I was like, you know, but here's the thing. There is not one song on there that I don't vibe to.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, she's got, there's a song on there that I think I've already probably highlighted. It's called, I'm going to call it But Like That because I don't think I can say the A word.
We'll just go with that. Yeah, sure.
But Like That. And I stand that song. It's a whole vibe. I was playing it on repeat for weeks. And that's one of the songs that's on there. She's got visuals for that. There's a song on there also called Jaguar, which is self-titled, and Dive. Both of them are about sex, of course. Both of which have visuals. And they're more on the sensual side, I would say, for sure. Mm. They're not as like upbeat and like poppy. They're definitely more on the sensual R&B side. Mm. But it's a very easy listen for sure. I would definitely recommend it on your next, like, you know, semi-long car drive. I don't know.
Semi-long car drive.
I don't know. Yeah,
your walk down to get coffee and back to your
that might work. Yeah.
Home office.
Yes, but I definitely recommend this. She is sexy. She is grown. She's letting you guys know that. And she's a black queen that we stand. So
I also want to throw a song in there. Experience featuring Khalid is also on this, and I've been listening to it for a few weeks now, and it's got very 70 disco vibes. Mm-hmm. Reminded me of something of like Donna Summer, and I really, really like it, and I recommend that one as
you
well.
You are also a Khalid fan.
I really do like that kid.
I noticed
that. I really do. I just kind of feel like anything he touches is gold.
Absolutely.
Midas touch.
That's the Midas touch.
So for my review of the weeks, I'm going to do short reviews of the songs that we did reaction videos to. The first one being Moo-Wop. Benny, if you could give us a little taste. All right. So that's Moo-Wop, one of the songs that we reacted to. Actually, we reacted to the music video. I've been listening to this song for weeks now since I saw it.
And I didn't even know that it was out. She put me on.
I was actually talking to our other roommate, Latia, about Mulatto. And she was like, oh, I've never heard any of her music. And so I was like, oh, well, let me put you on. And as I'm on her Apple Music, I see new music featuring Gucci Mane. And I'm like, download. So pretty much that's how that I stumbled upon that. But what I want to say is, I've learned so much about her since we watched the music video. Mm. One, she's only 22 years old.
Oh.
She is young, young.
Whoa.
Okay.
She's second, a baby.
You know how I said she was on a reality TV show?
Yes.
It wasn't Rap Life.
Okay.
It was the Rap Game, which was a show by Jermaine Dupri on Lifetime. It was kid rappers. She was a child. She won that.
Oh, my God.
I remember her from that.
So yeah. How old was she then when she won that? Do you know?
I would say it was probably 2016 or 2017. So she was probably like a cool like
17, yeah.
She was the oldest on the show. I remember that.
Okay.
That's what I do remember.
Dude, that's crazy.
And all the rest of the kids were like, you know, middle schoolers, but she was like the oldest. She ended up winning. Well, but I do remember
running circles around those children.
She's definitely changed. And I don't know if that's with age or if that's with the industry, but her style has definitely gone to grown. Okay.
A new level.
A whole new level.
A whole nother level.
I want to say overall, I really like the song. I think it's fire. I love that Gucci Mane's on it. And I love that they flipped one of his songs for it.
And you have to get him on it if you're going to do that.
Yep.
You know? I didn't know what it was until you put it on. I had a moment where I was like, oh, duh. Of course it makes sense.
Like, well, he's a veteran in the game and he's still got a little bit of a news flash and trending business with him. So why not collab with him?
Absolutely. Yeah. She even says in the song, you know, collabed with Boosie and now I've got one with Gucci. And I feel like it's a play. It's like you got to get all these big name South rappers if you're going to be a female rapper from the South. And that's actually one of her songs is Be From the South.
Yes.
What an F. And I love that song.
South.
Yeah.
South.
Check that one out.
From the South side.
So that's Moo-Wop. We'll be dropping that reaction video later today. But let's get into
Patreon.
On our Patreon, so you should subscribe. But let's get into the next one. I'm just gonna call this GDH by Juicy J because we can't cuss on air. Benny, can we get a taste of that one, please? So today we just, you know, decided to pull up with the set. Bass booming. We were like, throw some Moo-Wop on there and GDH. Let's get some Juicy J, Gucci Mane.
So this song particularly like thumps in my truck. And I actually, oh my goodness, it went crazy. Like I was actually really, I was super excited you put these on the list. And I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to them tomorrow, you know, yesterday. And I edited them up for today. And I'm like, they pound.
Right. Yes. So we also did a reaction video to this one. It is already out. So if you do check out our Patreon, you can already see this one. Mm-hmm. This music video is a lot of fun.
It is. It's cute. I said it's cute, but I mean, like, I'm not sure that's what he was going for. But...
He basically made it into a skit of his time in quarantine.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, he's rich and he's got all the things that none of us have. And he's like playing croquet and this like...
cleaning, like deep cleaning his house.
I don't even know what that robe was, but it felt like it was encrusted or embroidered with like diamonds. You know, it was blingy. It was super blingy. He's playing croquet and cleaning in this robe that looks like it costs more than like my car.
My life. Part.
Well, you know, exactly. And then he has Wiz Khalifa in it. And because, and they even have like a little message like, due to COVID, we weren't allowed inside Wiz's house. So they literally shot his whole entire scene from outside his house. And he's just rapping in his window.
Yeah, he's like in his foyer, like rapping. And they're like down outside recording
shooting it from the bottom. And it's just so funny, like the whole thing together, because it is a sign of the times. Like, I think that everybody right now is trying to figure out ways to be creative.
Yeah.
And I think it's brilliant, yeah.
And yeah, exactly. I think it's brilliant. And I think that Juicy J is a brilliant man.
He really is. I mean, he's a musical genius, that's for sure.
So yeah, that's a great one. Both of those I'm going to say are the way, but those are my review of the weeks. Oh, Skirt Skirt.
Oh yeah, that we cannot forget.
I almost tried to leave without touching on WAP.
Right? That's how I feel too. Yeah. There's so much there.
Just deep sigh here.
I guess since there is so much there, I don't even really want to like get into it. Do we have a clip of this one, Vinny?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Okay.
The little train horn. Did you hear that?
That's my favorite part. Totally my favorite part.
Okay, you guys. So let me just, this song, it's called WAP. We can't tell y'all what the acronym stands for, but I think
from
the
clip,
y'all can figure it out.
And if you guys don't know by now, come on.
Grow up.
You got to be living under a rock.
Put your head in the gutter, okay? I just really quickly want to touch on it. This music video, this song is hard. Anybody who doesn't think this song is hard is a hater.
Hater.
You're childish. Get over yourself, okay? Here's what I want to say, though. I really, really wanted to touch on this. In the music video, they put Kylie Jenner in it. Most of the news has been talking about the fact that Kylie Jenner was in this music video for all of 5 seconds, you guys. She literally walked down a hallway.
And opened a door.
That's all she did. But the internet's like, oh, she's appropriating Black culture. Why would you put her in? Why are y'all giving her a check? Oh, I hate her. Oh, I don't like her. Yeah. Here's what I want to say. It's a PSA. Stop giving her the shine y'all don't want her to have. If we didn't focus on the fact that she was in the music video, nobody would have even known she was in the music video.
Right, right.
I watched so many reaction videos. When she came on, everybody was like, who is that? Exactly. And that's how we should have kept it.
Right.
Who is that? Who knows? One of them Kylie Jenners. And that's how we should have left it. But they, like, everybody who hates Kylie has given her so much shine by hating on her. Yeah. You wouldn't even... When I went to go do my reaction video, I didn't even know that it was this explicit or this like sexual, yeah, because there was nothing shared on the internet but Kylie Jenner's in the music video. Mm-hmm. There's also a ton of other Black women that are in this music video.
Normani,
Mulatto, a rapper named Sukihana, a girl named Rosalia, and another girl named Ruby Rose.
Rosalia is not Black. I'm sorry.
That's okay, but she's still in it. She's a person of color.
Yes.
She's still in it. They could have talked about all those people, but decided to get stuck on the fact that they hate Kylie Jenner so much. So let's give her more shine than she deserves. Come on, y'all. And then you want to say that she's appropriating Black culture. But what you did is essentially let her overshine two Black female rappers when, I'm sorry, hard song, hard music video. They could have left Kylie out of it.
Kylie Jenner.
Right.
The sister that no one talks about.
Shantae, you need to breathe. Shantae needs to breathe for a minute. Like, give her a minute.
I'm gonna highlight some cool things about
Usa.
The video.
Usa.
Cardi B posted something yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about Rosalia's outfit and how it's highlighting the bullfighting culture from where she's from.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, so her like braided hair, you'll see, is kind of like those hats that they wear. She was wearing all red. She kind of had like the puffy shoulders outfit. I don't know what that's called. I'm sorry. And then if you look at her nails, she had like rings in there that were kind of like the rings that you would see in the bull's nose or that they, you know, portray.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then Cardi also highlighted on, you know, why she put Normani in there, because Normani is known for her dancing skills and her being a dancing queen. And if you notice her little cameo, she's dancing, of course.
Absolutely.
Sukihana, she's out there just being herself.
Nasty.
Just freaky deaky, man. And then Ruby Rose is also another rapper, but she's recently made more of a name for herself because of her OnlyFans. She's been raking in the money on her OnlyFans.
Oh, is that what it was about?
Yeah.
Because I only know her because of all the like rapper run-ins.
Yes.
Male rapper run-ins.
But as of very recently, she was back in the news again because she made like 30 something in a very short period of time on OnlyFans. So yeah, fun facts about that outside of Kylie Jenner.
Also, yeah, I don't really have time to touch on it, but I've seen this a lot on the internet, and everybody's been like, you know, men will praise Future for his demeanor and how he talks in his rap music, and will no slob on the knob by Juicy J word for word, but put out WAP and the world
has a problem.
And I just think that it's trash.
It's
and
double standard.
I hate it, because honestly, these women wouldn't be able to survive in the rap game if they weren't making songs like WAP. That's the industry that they are in.
Yeah, what are they supposed to rap about? Cooking and cleaning?
They could rap about anything they wanted to if the industry were set up for them to win, if they rapped about anything that they wanted to. But it's literally been like this since Lil' Kim. Like, I remember when I was watching the Biggie movie Notorious, he literally told her, like, you can't be hard. You're going to have to go sexy, because no man is going to want to listen to you talking about, like, all the stuff that they live, you know, like trap music and all that. Like, they don't want to hear that from a woman. They want to hear WAP. So we give you WAP and now you're mad. So it's kind of just like, get over it. Everybody's upset. They're always going to be upset. I say more of WAPs.
More WAP.
More. Give me what I need. I feel empowered. And my shirt says it. Empowered women, empower women. All right. We can go to a break.
We're taking another 2 to 3 minute break. Come right back and listen to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video, as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Runners, to your mark. Set.
Some may see a sprinter. At the NFHS, we see a future leader already off to the races. Some may see a volleyball player. At the NFHS, we see a spike in confidence that will help her achieve her potential. What else do we see? Musicians learning to march to their own beat. We're the NFHS, the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and activities in America, helping today's teenagers develop the skills they need to become tomorrow's leaders. And we see it happening in communities across Washington every single day. Learn more about the NFHS commitment to youth at nfhs.org. This message presented by the NFHS, the National Federation of State High School Associations.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay, and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah. Okay, and we're back. Welcome back to The Way, you guys. That was a sample of WAP. Love that song. Can do no wrong. Let's get into our hot topic. Yeah. Unpack it. At least touch on it, you guys. So, what's the hot news today? Kamala Harris is Biden's running mate. Hey!
So, jokingly on, what was it, Tuesday when he announced it? Was it on Tuesday?
It was on Tuesday. Yeah,
yesterday. Or 2 days ago, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, like, I remember that morning in the office at work, I was jokingly like, you know, it's either going to be black or it's going to be a woman. And I did not even think about putting the two together and making it a black woman, because of course.
Too many puppies and booze.
You know, right, right.
Right.
It's all up in there.
Yes. So we're all extremely happy that he's chosen Kamala Harris as his running mate. I think that it was a very strategic move on his part, because he really needs to secure the black vote. And I feel like this is one way to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but I just have to say this. Last night I said something that was a little bit more morbid. This time I'm going to say something less morbid. If Biden were to win, and in my mind he's winning because I can't think of the alternative. I don't want to.
I don't even.
If Biden were to win and say, you know, they decide, like the Senate or the House are like, we want to impeach him. If he were to be impeached, we'd have a black woman for president. And I'm just kind of okay with that. So I'm, you know who I'm voting for. You know who I'm voting for. I'm biased.
So yeah, let's give a little bit of like background on Miss Kamala. You know, I'm sure as everyone knows, she does have some problematic things in her past. And we can talk about that. We can try to. But she's a Democratic senator from Cali. She's also been Attorney General of San Francisco once, and then State Attorney General of the entire state before then becoming State Senator. So she has been out here and on her way up for a minute now. Okay, she's black and she is Indian, which I'm not, and is it? We're saying Indian because it is from India, right? I got corrected yesterday. I want to make sure that we're not saying.
I think so.
Okay, cool. And I wanted to throw.
I think it just depends on who you're talking to or approaching. Yeah. So as long as you're explaining, I think you're okay.
Yeah, I think she's trying to make sure that it wasn't Native American, but correct. I'm pretty sure it's just Indian.
But she also went to Howard University, and that's where my little sister is going right now to get her law degree in. So greatness and greatness. Just throwing that out there. What else did she do?
She was actually running for president this year and suspended her run in December, which, again, I think it was strategic.
Yeah.
Biden was probably like, hey, just go ahead, suspend your suspend
fall off campaign. Now.
I'll make you vice president. But yes, yeah, so she was also running for president this year. It was actually really sad when she suspended, because there were a lot of people that had a lot of faith in her and like were really rooting for her. I feel like that was pretty much anybody that dropped out this year. So why are people not happy with her? Because I don't know that tea.
Yeah. So there's been a few things going on, like her history with like criminal justice reform and stuff like that has been a little bit shaky. I did a little bit of, and I think what a lot of it is like, you know, her views have changed over time, in which everyone's do, you know, one of the biggest ones that I can talk about, or that I know, is that her stance on marijuana has evolved. She spent like two decades in court fighting drug selling crimes and stuff like that. She believed that selling drugs harmed communities and all that kind of stuff. She supports the legal use of medicinal marijuana, but nothing else beyond that. So that was her, that was like her issue there, is that she was fighting a lot for that. Well, later on, you guys know Senator Cory Booker. Mm-hmm. He had a Marijuana Justice Act to make marijuana legal at the federal level and to help, you know, change that whole process of decriminalizing it and those that were in jail for violent drug crimes and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So she's backed him since then, you know, so she's like, you know, I do agree that this can be a change. So there's a lot of things like that. There's been a few things in which, like, you know, she helped enforce that body camera law on police officers in San Francisco, but then faced a lot of backlash because it wasn't a mandatory thing. It was like an optional thing. And so people were like, well, how are you going to do that, but not make it mandatory? I don't know.
Okay, so basically people always have something to be upset about.
Yeah, and then there was another thing on there that I wanted to say, which I don't think was her fault either, but she had put together some kind of like program or training program to help, you know, with police trainings and how to de-escalate situations and how to approach people, this and that and whatever. They said that she only got like 90 applicants in that program across 30 different districts. So not a lot of people enrolled in that. And that's not necessarily,
that's not even on her.
Yeah, that's not her fault.
That's like putting a job out, a job posting and only getting three people to apply, and then somebody being upset because you only got three people to apply to the job.
It's like, okay, well, I'm sorry. yeah.
What was I supposed to do other than put the job out?
Yeah. So we could talk a little bit more on that, you know, but I'm just, I see in her growth and change, and I see her admittingly talking about, hey, I know that I used to believe in these kinds of things, but here's why my views have now changed, and this is why I think this is now right. Like, I'm all for that.
I don't even really think that it matters. Not a lot of people like people's views change all the time. Things happen in your life that make you change your views on everything. My views have changed on a lot of things. And so it's like, I understand that the people want to hold everybody accountable and to a higher standard, but at the same time, they're people and it's all politics. They can't just do anything they want to. That's not how any of this works. Right. We're not going to be able to touch on our next topic. So let's just go ahead and get to our weekly, our round out.
Let's round it out. So how was our weekly recaps? I'm going to say definitely the way.
Puppies.
Puppies, the way. Booze, Thai food, and birthdays.
Always video editing.
The way.
Absolutely.
Video editing.
Absolutely the way.
Our icebreaker. That was fun.
The way. Definitely. Bad haircuts, not the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Again, trauma. Reliving that moment.
Independently, being independently wealthy.
Definitely the way. And that's a goal of mine. I do plan to be independent. our review of the week, all of it, I'm gonna say, is the way.
Yeah,
Victoria Monet Jaguar, you're killing it, girl. You guys, I definitely recommend that album. Listen to it if y'all haven't already.
Moowop and GDH, definitely check those out, and they're also the way.
And WAP is gonna be the way. Y'all need to just let Kylie Jenner live, and let's focus on the
or world. Not let her live, but don't give her any shine.
And last but not least,
Kamala for VPs, the way.
I mean, duh. Y'all know who's got my vote. For those of y'all who are not voting,
I hope that you've changed your mind.
Part of the problem. Don't talk to me about write-ins or Kanye West. Again, you're part of the problem. That's not the way.
And then next week, we're going to have a very special guest, the community manager for Seattle Business Babes, Alicia Kumar, come on to talk about their virtual conference.
Yes, yes.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.